Okay, good morning, good luck, everybody. Good to see everybody. We are continuing the drama and the saga of the Aseres Hadibros. We find ourselves in Parshas Bo. And instead of talking specifically about the Makos and the theme of the Makos as we did last week, I would actually like to take a look this week at one word. And really, really one word only. And of course, as we always discuss, there are multiple layers and facets to defining and to really unraveling psukim in the Torah and words in the Torah. Classically, we refer to that as pardes, pshat, drash, remez, and sod. There are four classical layers of explanation, elucidation, commentary on the Torah. And today, I'd like to share with you the way that Meforshei Chumash deal with one word in the parsha, which at first blush and at first glance seems to be quite innocuous, but a careful reading of the pasuk and the word will reveal a very, very troubling way that the Torah refers to the mitzvah. And in that light, Meforshei Chumash grapple with how to understand this word, this pasuk, and multiple other elements that we will see momentarily throughout Parshas Bo, and even earlier in Parshas Shmos. So let's take a look in Perek Yud Aleph of Parshas Bo, page 346, if you have the art scroll stone Chumash. And here is immediately prior to the 10th, the final Makkah, Makkas Bechoros, Moshe Rabbeinu reports to Klal Yisrael in the name of God the following thing. Again, immediately before the 10th Makkah. Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Beis. Daber na be'ozne ha'am, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to God, to tell the people in their ears, V'yishalu ish me'es re'ehu, a man shall ask his fellow, V'isha me'es re'usa, and a woman should ask her friend, Klei chesef uklei zav. We should ask our friends, the males should ask their male friends, the females should ask their female friends, for klei kesef uklei zav, for gold and silver. Pasuk Gimel. Vayiten Hashem eschein ha'am bein Mitzrayim. God allowed Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, to find favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. God allowed it to be that Klal Yisrael would have this element of favor, and we would be able to find favor in the eyes of the Mitzrayim, their servants, etc., etc. So who exactly are we asking of our friends for? Who are we asking for gold and silver? Who are these friends of ours? God says that we should ask our friends for gold and silver. The men should ask their male friends for gold and silver. The females should ask their female friends for gold and silver. So who are our friends? Which friends is the Torah referring to that we should be asking them for gold and silver? If you take a look in Rashi, Rashi famously describes and brings us back to Sefer Bereishis. The Torah tells us, as Rashi notes, Daber na, eina el Hashem bakasha. The word na means please. It's a sign of request. Bivakasha mimcha. He's here, Malkach. God says to Moshe, please do me a favor. Remind the Jewish people about the following thing. Shlo yomar oso tzadik Avram v'avadun v'inu osam kiyem b'hem v'achrechein yetsu b'rchush gado lo kiyem b'hem. The Gemara says, M'seches brachos daf tes amar aleph, and this is what Rashi is referring to. Avram Avinu promised earlier in Sefer Bereishis at the Bris Bein HaBesarim, two things are going to happen. Number one, we'll be subjugated. We'll be incarcerated in Mitzrayim. But number two, we will leave. Not only will we leave, however, but the Torah tells us, and Avram promises us, we're going to leave with a lot of bounty and a lot of booty, a lot of gold, a lot of silver, a lot of riches. So therefore, God tells Moshe Rabbeinu, remind the people, you're about to leave Mitzrayim. It's the 10th Makkah. Remember 400 years and change ago, your forefather, your ancestor, Avram Avinu, promised you that not only are you going to leave Egypt, but you're going to leave Egypt with riches. And therefore, God needs to remind Moshe, to tell Moshe, to tell the people that they need to request of their friends to leave and to take gold and silver. So who are these friends? Of course, this is referring to none other than the Mitzrayim. And the Torah is describing the Mitzrayim as our friends. Vishal ish me'ez re'ehu. We are asking our friends, the friends, the Mitzrayim. And of course, this should perk our brains, our minds to wonder and to question, really? The Mitzrayim, our friends? The Torah is referring to the Mitzrayim as our friends. V'hafta l'reyach ha'kamocha. Matanos le'avyon mishloch manos ish l'rey'ehu. The Torah refers to our greatest friends, our deepest friends, our most closest contemporaries and colleagues as friends. That's re'ah. Re'ah v're'ah v'icha al ta'asav. Re'ah means very close to your friend. So how could it be that the Torah is referring to the mitzvah as our friends? That is a question Mefarshei Chumash are terribly troubled by on this pasuk, ish me'es re'ehu v'isha me'es re'usa. But to make matters even more challenging on this pasuk, if you take a look back earlier in Parsha Shmos, Perek Gimel, pasuk Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis, here is where Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael before, well before the Makos begin. We're back in Parsha Shmos where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is encouraging Moshe Rabbeinu to go to take the people out of Mitzrayim. Moshe, of course, is not prepared for that. And there's a back and forth and a volley and a dialogue and a conversation that takes place. But toward the end of that conversation, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, page 306, the Torah tells us, "V'nasati yaschein ha'am hazeh b'nei Mitzrayim," exactly what we just saw happened. That the people, clearly so the Jewish people, will find favor in the eyes of the Mitzrim. V'haya ki seilchu lo seilchu reikam, God says to Moshe Rabbeinu, well before Moshe Rabbeinu enters Egypt, well before the Bnei Yisrael are even in Mitzrayim, we're going to find favor in the eyes of the Mitzrim, and when we leave, we're not going to leave empty-handed. What are we going to do? V'sho'ala isha mishchenta u'migras beisa klei chesef u'chlei zav u'smalos. We're going to ask who? V'shali isha mishchenta. Each woman is going to ask her neighbor, not re'ehu, not v'shal ish me'es re'ehu v'isha me'es re'usa. But here the Torah clearly describes when God is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, foreshadowing what's going to happen when we leave Mitzrayim. V'shali isha mishchenta migras beisa klei chesef klei zahav. So the Torah here describes the Mitzrayim as our neighbor. And our neighbors, not as our friend and not as our friends. So clearly there's a very dramatic difference in the psukim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, foreshadowing what's going to occur, referring to the Mitzrim as our Shechenim, as our friends. And here, all of a sudden, all you are referring to the Mitzrim as our friends. What happened? What occurred? What changed? Why does the Torah once describe the Mitzrim as our neighbors and here as our friends? The Vilna Gaon, in his Sefer Kol Elio, a collection of Perushim of the Vilna Gaon, on Sefer Chumash, asks some of these questions, and asks this question in an even more powerful way, and refers to the Gemara Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Vav Amabez, discussing an ox goring another ox. And the Torah tells us, and the Chazal explain the Gemara Bava Kama, Shor Shel Yisrael Shenaga Shor Shel Mitzri Pater. If a Jewish ox gores an ox of a Mitzri, you're pater, you're exempt. You're not required to pay out if a Jewish person's ox gores an ox of an Egyptian. Why? So the Gemara explains to us, it's a pasuk. Dichsiv kigach shor ish es shor re'ehu velo shel Mitzri. The Torah says in Parashas Mishpatim, you know who's responsible to pay out if one ox hits another ox? It's shor ish es shor re'ehu. When your friend's ox gores your other friend's ox, not that of a Mitzri. So you see here clearly, says the Gemara, and says the Torah, that here there's an absolute reference to the Mitzri not being referred to as our friends. We're saying ish as re'ehu v'lo shel Mitzri. Dafka, we're referring to the Mitzrim as non-friends. Because the only time you're required to pay out for a ox goring another ox, if it's ish es re'ehu, but not es mitzri, and therefore again asks the Vilna Gaon, how could it be that the Torah is referring to the mitzrim as re'ehu, as our friends in this pasuk? But to make matters even more complicated, even more difficult, even more challenging, if you take a look further in Parshas Bo, in Perek Yudbeis, pasuk Lamed Hey, page 358, again, you see, one more time, this event happened in real time. We were prepared for this to take place in Parsha Shmos, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, when you leave, you're not going to leave just for free. You're going to get out there with a lot of booty. And here in the beginning of Parshas Bo, we see that it's actually taking place. And here, finally, in the end of Parshas Bo, the Torah reviews what exactly occurred. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Hey, page 348. Uvnei Yisrael Asu Kidvar Moshe. The Jewish people did exactly what it was that Moshe told them. Vayishalu mi Mitzrayim klei chesef uklei zahav usmalos. You know what we did? We asked the Mitzrim for gold and silver. We did exactly that. But here the Torah doesn't refer to them as re'ehu, doesn't refer to the Mitzrim as shcheinim, but refers to them as Mitzrim. And we did exactly what it was that Moshe told us in the name of God. We asked the Mitzrim for klei kesef uklei zahav usmalos. We asked them for gold, for silver, and for dresses and for clothing. Exactly what was promised by God to Moshe in Parsha Shmos. Exactly what we saw occur earlier when God reminded Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael to do this takes place exactly as promised, exactly as stated, and that is what occurred. But here again, there's a very challenging Rashi. Rashi, Perek Yud Beis, on this Pasuk Lamed Hey says, Kidvar Moshe, She'amar lehem b'mitzrayim, v'yishalu ish me'isra'ehu. What's Rashi adding? The Torah here tells us that Bnei Yisrael took the gold, took the silver from the Egyptians. Rashi says, She'amar lehem b'mitzrayim, v'yishalu ish me'isra'ehu. What's Rashi telling us? Rashi always has to tell us a fact. Rashi has to tell us, explain to us what's taking place. But what's Rashi adding here? Rashi's simply referring back to the pasuk we just started with in Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Dalet and Hey and Gimel, that it's exactly what took place. The same way that the Jews were commanded to take all of the gold and silver, that's what they did. So what's Rashi adding here? What is Rashi telling us here on this pasuk when it happened in real time? Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Lamed Hey, that Bnei Yisrael did exactly what it was that God commanded Moshe earlier in the parsha. We know that. That's what the Torah tells us. That's what the pasuk says. Pasuk Lamed Hey tells us that exactly what took place. Ubnei Yisrael asu kidvar Moshe, vayishalu mimitzrayim klei kesef v'chlei zahav usmalos. We know that. The pasuk says that they did exactly what Moshe told us. Why is Rashi telling us, go back to Perek Yud Aleph, exactly the pasuk that we started with, that the Bnei Yisrael were told that they should ask their friends to do what they did. What's Rashi adding? This is a question that the Vilna Gaon asks as well. So to review the challenging questions of one word in Parshas Bo that we're trying to understand, what does it mean when the Torah tells us that the Mitzrim are our friends? Question number one. Question number two. Earlier in Parshas Shmos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that we will do this and we will take the gold and the silver and the clothing from the Mitzrim, it doesn't refer to the Mitzrim as our friends, as re'ehu, but rather refers to them as our shcheinim, as our neighbors. So what are they? Are they neighbors or friends? And why earlier in Sefer Shmos are they referred to as neighbors and now they're referred to as friends? Question number two. Question number two, the Vilna Gaon asks that the Gemara says, Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Vav Mabez, that the reason that one is exempt if one's ox gores an Egyptian's ox is because the Egyptians are not referred to as re'ehu. The only time you're required to pay for an ox that hurts, kills, gores another ox is it's ish es re'ehu. But not shall mitzri. So you see clearly the Mitzrim are not our friends. How then could the Torah and Parshas Bo and Perek Yud Aleph refer to them as re'ehu? And question number four, if you take a look in real time, in the end of Parshas Bo, when this actually left and Bnei Yisrael took these items, the gold, the silver, and the clothing from the Mitzrim, Rashi tells us they did exactly what they were told to do by Moshe. What's Rashi adding? So the Vilna Gaon and Kol Eliyahu answers all of these questions with a startling chiddush. And the Vilna Gaon says, we misread the pasuk. When the Torah says, V'yishalu ish me'es re'ehu, V'isha me'es ru'usa klei chesef klei zav, says the Vilna Gaon, the re'ya, the friend here is not the Mitzrim. Do you know who we're asking for booty, for gold and silver from? Not from our friends, the Mitzrim, because the Mitzrim aren't our friends. Chazal Shas tells us, Isha Me'es Re'usa is not referring to the Mitzrim. It can't be the Egyptians. They're not our friends. They're our enemies. They're subjugating us, and incarcerating us, and killing us, and murdering us. How can we refer to them as our friends? Says the Gra, these friends that we're asking for are our friends, the Klal Yisrael. We're asking each other for gold, for silver, and clothing. And explains the Vilna Gaon that it has to be, not only because the Mitzrim can't be our friends, but more than that, Says the Vilna Gaon, we were required, forced, to make sure that we were able to be together. And we were able to do chesed one with the other prior to leaving Mitzrayim. And if we're unable to do that, we'll be unable to leave Egypt. And indeed, the Tana Deva Eliyahu says, on the pasuk that we recite each and every single day, we said it this morning in Az Yashir, Nachisa bechazdecha am zu ga'alta. What does that mean in Az Yashir when we say, Nachisa bechazdecha am zu ga'alta? Explains the Tana Deva Eliyahu that if there's chesed, if there's kindness, if there's righteousness, if there's brotherhood and camaraderie in Klal Yisrael through chesed, then am zu ga'alta. Then this nation will be redeemed. The only way that Klal Yisrael will be able to leave Egypt is if first and foremost we're together. If first and foremost there's camaraderie, there's teamwork, there's brotherhood, and we're able to perform chesed one with the other. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, make sure Klal Yisrael performing chesed one with the other. And if they perform chesed one with the other, if they're on the same page, then later they'll be able to ask the Mitzrim for what they need. Because if there's any level of disparity, if there's any level of tension, if there's any level of difference in Klal Yisrael, we're not going to be able to leave. We need to be together to leave. And if we have different focuses and different approaches, we'll be unable to ask the Mitzvah for anything. So we first and foremost need to be on the same page. And not surprisingly, therefore, the Torah says that the Yom Tov of Pesach, which is this holiday that we are about to celebrate and commemorate as a result of leaving Mitzrayim, is Keneged Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was the Amud HaChesed. Avram Avinu was the Baal Chesed par excellence. And of course, that takes us back to why Avram Avinu said, Dafka, v'yetsu b'rechush gadol, you leave with great amount of booty and bounty, is only because you're going to be together. It's only because you're going to be balei chesed. It's only because you're going to be able to share with each other. And if you're able to do that, and if you're able to perform chesed one with the other, olam chesed yibane, then you'll be able to find favor in the eyes of the mitzvah. And thus describes the Vilna Gaon, we've been able to reconcile the pshat in this very difficult word, re'ehu, and answer all our other questions to boot as well. Therefore, in Perek Yud Aleph, in the pasuk that we began with, pasuk beis, v'shalu ish me'ez re'ehu v'isha me'ez re'usa, klei chesed v'chleizav, we're asking our friends for gold and silver, we're asking our friends, Klal Yisrael. Each of each and every single one of us asked our friends for gold and silver. And that's our shechenim, our neighbors, dafka. And that's the reason why the Torah describes that a reya, a friend, can't be a mitzri. And when an ox gores another ox, it's only responsible if you're gonna hurt a ox of a Jew, because mitzrim are not reyehu. And therefore explains the Vilna Gaon, that's the pshat in Rashi. In Rashi, in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Lamed Hey, Rashi is telling us an enormous chiddush. Because Bnei Yisrael asu kidvar Moshe, Bnei Yisrael did exactly what Moshe told them. You're going to ask your friend. They did exactly that. They were able to perform chesed one with the other. Once Bnei Yisrael were able to ask their friends and their neighbors, their closest Jewish friends, for gold and silver and clothing, they were sharing and borrowing and taking care of each other in the most intense and serious and significant way. Then the next step was ultimately that they were able to ask the Mitzrim and to take everything they needed from Mitzrayim, explains the Vilna Gaon. That's why Rashi in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Hey, it says that they did exactly what Moshe told them to do earlier. Moshe understood that first and foremost that they had to ask their friends and neighbors and their Klal Yisrael, their united front, and to perform chesed. And once they did that, then they'll be able to ask the Mitzvah for what they needed. This is the fabulous Chiddush of the Vilna Gaon explaining this one word in Parshas Bo, that Re'ehu does not mean the Mitzvah, but rather Re'ehu means Klal Yisrael. However, that doesn't seem to be the simple pshat in the Pasuk. Because the simple pshat in the Pasuk, certainly the way Rashi seems to understand, that Re'ehu is the Mitzvah. Our friends are the Egyptians. That's what it's referring to. So it's true the Vilna Gaon has explained to us how it's feasible and possible to refer to Re'ehu as Klal Yisrael, not the Mitzrim. But indeed, if you take a look at two of the most classical Pshat commentaries in the Torah, the Unkelus and the Targum Yonason, both of them on this very Pasuk, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, explain that it's not the Mitzrim. Take a look, and the Unkelus says, Molil kan kadam amav yishalim gvar min chavrei. V'itza min chavreita. So Unkelus, the Targum, the first translation that we have well before the Tzon Chumash, explains that the Reya here is not the Mitzrim, but the Reya is Chavreita. The Reya is our friend, the Mitzrim. That's who we're referring to. We're not referring to anybody else. Chavreita. It's referring to our friends, the Mitzrim. And indeed, the Targum Yonasim says the very same thing. In Pasuk Gimel, V'yoyev Hashem yas'ama l'rachmein kada Mitzraya. And we should ask Mitzrayim l'chara. And each and every single time the Targum Yonasan describes and explains who we're asking from, V'yishalun gvar min rachme, V'itza min rechima, our friend. So it seems that the Targum Unkelus as well as the Targum Yonasan are both explaining this one word, Re'ehu, as our friend the Mitzrim, and indeed the Perish Yonasan, the classic commentary on the Targum Yonasan, explains this word. D'lo tema b'dechsiv ish me'es re'ehu Yisrael chad mi'Yisrael chavera. Don't think because the Torah is using the word re'ehu, it's telling us to borrow one Jew from another Jew. Dafka not like the Vilna Gaon. Ella, says the Perish Yonasan, mi'Mitzrayim. We're asking from the Mitzrim. Umay re'ehu? Ohavo. Who are these re'em? Our beloved. They loved us, the Mitzrim loved us, and we loved them. So explains the Targum Yonasam and the Perish Yonasam, explains the Targum Unkelus, that this word Re'ehu, friend, means the Mitzrim. It's not referring to Yisrael. And Dafka, the Targum Yonasam, goes out of his way to explain to us, not like the Vilna Gaon. Targum Yonasam, of course, is well before the Vilna Gaon. But he's saying, don't think that when the Pasuk uses the word Re'ehu, that it should mean your friend, the Jews. It's not. It's referring to the Mitzrim. So if that's the case, and the Targum Unkelus, as well as the Targum Yonasan, are explaining this word, Re'ehu, to mean the Mitzrim, we must ask the question, how could it be the Mitzrim are our friends? How could the Torah describe to us that the Egyptians are our friends? They're our foe, they're our enemy. They've subjugated us and incarcerated us, taken advantage of us. We're going head to head, face to face with them, in the ring. They're our friends? Can't be, impossible. So to answer this question, we have to take a look in some of the Mefarshei HaChumash, who indeed explain that yes, they are our friends. And something very dramatic took place, and an awesome change occurred. And the first to note this change is none other than the Chizkuni. And the Chizkuni on this Pasuk, Perikud Beis, Pasuk Beis asks the question, V'chimitzim hayu lehem reim liYisrael. Is it really true? Is it really feasible? Is it really possible that the Egyptians and the Jews were friends? Really? Chimitzim ha'ilam reimli Yisrael, were they really our friends? Elam alame, listen to the words of the Chizkuni, it's unbelievable. She'achre ha'makos ha'yu kireim ve'ohavim liYisrael ahashil lehem klem. Indeed, a dramatic change took place. A societal change. A dramatic, dramatic change took place. The Mitzrim and the Jews became friends. After the Makos, here we are prior to the 10th and final Makos, Aseres HaDibros. Something tremendous took place. Earlier in Parsha Shmos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe and tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you are going to have to tell the Kalal Yisrael, the Jewish people, Vishal Isha Me'esh Shchenta, that a woman will ask her neighbor. That was then, but this is now. And almost a year later, at the end of the 9th Makkah, Dam Tzvardei Akinim, Arov Dever Shchin, Barad Arbe Choshech, right prior to Makkas Bechoros, 12 months later, we became friends. And we changed from being Shchinim to being Mitzrim. A dramatic change took place, and thus the Torah describes and testifies that at the end, the Mitzrim learned their lesson. They understood very well, Klal Yisrael wasn't an enemy. They didn't want to do harm or to do wrong. They abused them, and they took advantage of them. And they used each and every single Jew to their benefit for the last 200 plus years. And they understood that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is returning the favor. And through each and every single one of the Makos, they became friendly with the Jewish people, with Klal Yisrael. Thus, that's why the Torah tells us, that's why the Pasuk tells us, V'shala isha me'es re'usa, v'ish me'es re'ehu. We indeed became friends, and that changed. And thus, the Pasuk tells us in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, that we were simply at earlier status, and when we began the process, we were Shechinim. But Shechinim, neighbors, became friends. Even the Egyptians and the Israel were able to become friends. And indeed, the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, in his commentary on this pasuk, fleshes this out even more. He asks this very question on the pasuk: how can we refer to the Mitzvim as our friends? And he says the same idea, but even with a little bit more of an oomph. And he explains that earlier in Parsha Shmos, when we just met the Mitzrim, Lohaya Hisroos Li Yisrael Limanchi Mitzrayim Rakim Shchenos, we are simply neighbors. We moved into town, we moved into Egypt, and they were our neighbors. Aval Kasher Allah Kilo Nigalu Achishasa Yudbeis Chodesh. But when it emerged that it's going to take 12 plus months for the Mitzrim to be judged, Umimakas Arov Elach Hisigu Hisroos Harbe. Starting with the Mak of Arav, they became very close, very friendly. V'lo od, listen to this. B'makas choshech shlo kamu yish mitacht of Gimel Yamin, we read it in the parsha, the Mitzrim weren't able to move for 3 days. The darkness was so intense. V'heich yisanu kulam Gimel Yamin, how could it be that they fasted for 3 days? They couldn't see. How's that feasible? How's that possible? They're sitting in the same place. Either they died, but some of them didn't, and they made it out alive. How's that feasible? They didn't eat for 3 days, says the Netziv. Ela Yisrael shaya or b'moshvo some klali, so that had light. Hoshitu le'mazom v'chol ha'chrechi, brought the Mitzrim food during Makas Choshech. V'lo samchu le'edam, and they weren't happy with the downfall of the Mitzri. V'lo nakmu b'hem, and they didn't take revenge on them. And explains the Netziv. That's why the end of the pasuk tells us that the Mitzrim found favor in the eyes of Yisrael, Dafka, because the Jews were so good to them. Dafka and Makas Choshech, became an intense friendship and a very close relationship between the Mitzrim and the Yisraelim. And therefore the pasuk tells us, Vishal ish me'es re'eyu, v'isha me'es re'usa klei chesef u'chleizav. Not only does the Netziv say this, not only does the Chizkuni say this, but indeed Rabbeinu Bachaye says this as well. And he explains that we became very good and dear friends. And up until Matan Torah, says Rabbeinu Bachaye, Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrim were very, very close. And indeed, it's true that they had to run away and they had to cross the Yamsuf, and we were still being chased by Paro. But on the lower levels, the Shechinim, the neighbors, became friends. However, explains Rabbeinu Bachaye in Matan Torah that all changed. And when we received the Torah, and Klal Yisrael became the chosen nation, and we became Klal Yisrael, who was the Am Segula, the Or LaGoyim, no longer would we be friends. So there was a short time period in the history of Klal Yisrael when Yisrael and Mitzrayim were able to be friends, were able to get along. So therefore we see two very different, sharp differences in terms of how the Mefarshei HaChumash understand one word and the difficulties with that one word, Re'ehu, and is Re'ah a Shachin or is Shachin a Re'ah or not? And while the Vilna Gaon understands that it's impossible to refer to the Mitzrim as friends, and therefore it's forced to explain the word Re'ehu as Yisrael, we saw clearly that the Targum Yonas and the Targum Unkelah say it can't be. And the Rachme and the Chavrta is the Mitzrim. Don't explain, says the Perish Yonas, and that's referring to Yisrael, just because it says Re'ehu. It's referring to the Mitzrim. And therefore the Chizkuni, the Netziv, as well as Rabbeinu Bachaye, all explain that the word Re'ehu is referring to the Mitzrim, and that is who our friends were. I'd like to take a more careful look at this one word, Re'ehu, Re'a, Re'im, and show you that indeed this is very feasible and possible that somebody who is a friend can also be an enemy. If you note the word Re'a, what is the shoresh of the word re'ehu? It's ra. Difficult. Mean. V'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. The way the word re'ehu is spelled is resh ayin hey, or resh ayin chaf. The first two words in the word re'ya is ra. So therefore, of course, it's not coincidental that the ra and the re'ya, the re'im and the re'acha, are dafka our enemy. And only in Lashon HaKodesh you have such fascinating ways to understand the same word. But the closest relationship that we have, the Re'acha, could also be Ra'acha, can also be dangerous and evil. And what the Torah is telling us in multiple places, and Chazal show us how this works, is that there's something much deeper happening. Friendship and enemy really work hand in hand in a very, very curious and mysterious way. You know, the Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos, Masechah Beitza, that there's one type of item, albeit that it would be muksa, it's not. It's called the graf shel rei, resh ayin yud. Graf shel rei is a type of garbage. And although ordinarily it has no function and no use, and one would say that it's muktza machmas iser, muktza machmas gufo, and it can't be touched, graf shel rei can be removed because it's disgusting. If you have a dead mouse in your house, you could take it out. It's not muksa. It's disgusting. If you have garbage in your house that's not usable, well, shouldn't that be muksa? The answer is no, it's not muksa because it's called a graf shel rei. You remove something that's disgusting. So rei is ra. It's bad, but it's also reyacha. It's also friend. How about the word trua on Rosh Hashanah? Trua is the broken sound. The tkia and the shvarim are straight sounds. The trua comes from the word also ra, because ra is when we're broken and we make mistakes. We start our life with a tkia, very strong and sharp. We finish with a shvarim, short and sharp. But throughout life, we have ups and downs, highs and lows, and we're ra. The trua represents that element of negativity. The pasuk tells us in Divrei Hayamim, we also said it this morning in Hodu, the opening words, al tigu b'mishichai unvi'ai al tareyu. Don't do reya to my nevi'im. What's tareyu mean? Don't do evil. Don't do harm. Nevi'ai al tareyu. Resh ayin. So that word ra, Reya, tareyu, v'hafta l'reyacha kamocha, reyacha v'reya avicha, graf shel rei, trua. The shoresh of the word reyacha, the shoresh of the word friend, is really ra, is really difficult and enemy. But how do we understand this? How do we explain this? One way to explain this, and I believe there are even two ways to explain this, is as follows. Sometimes our worst enemy, our most difficult, challenging situation that's so ra, the way to approach it is being a reyacha. The way to approach our enemy, the way to deal with an enemy is sometimes like a friend. And this is the greatest trick in the book, the most powerful trick in the book. That sometimes when there's a very, very difficult, complicated relationship, when the relationship is so bad that it's ra, it's evil, it's difficult, it's impossible. It's an enemy, face to face, you're in the ring like Yisrael and the Mitzrim. The answer is make them a reya, make them a friend. And that's exactly what takes place in Mitzrayim. V'shal isha me'es re'usa v'ish me'es re'ehu. Klal Yisrael understood, it's true there are enemies. But what we need to do, and the way that we're going to be nigal, Nachisa bechazdecha amzu ga'alta, the way that we're going to be successful in becoming freed, is that make the enemy a friend. If we're able to make our enemies friends, we have successfully been able to maneuver, to manipulate, to overcome, to conquer everything that surrounds us that's difficult, that's evil, and that's bad. And therefore, that's why in Lashon HaKodesh, the word reyacha is used and comes from the Shoresh Ra, because the way to become and to deal with an enemy, with a difficult situation, is by making those people into your friends. And that's what Klal Yisrael did, and therefore the Pasuk refers to the Mitzrim as Re'ehu, because we were able to do that. We were able to see our enemies and to live with our enemies and to make them into a friend. And for that we get great accolades and the praise that we receive. And therefore, ultimately, we are able to find favor in their eyes because we're so good to them. Can you imagine that after 200 plus years of them subjugating us, beating us, abusing us, and the makkah of choshech, we bring them food, we take care of them, we look after them, they become our friends? How's that feasible? How's that possible? The answer is, if you have that attitude and approach, that the way to deal with your enemy is by becoming a friend, then you'll be successful. That's why Klal Yisrael was successful, and those enemy was able to find favor in their eyes. But I think it works just the opposite as well. If you remember back earlier in Parshas Vayeshev, the very, very difficult, complicated story of Yehuda and Tamar. Yehuda has a relationship with his daughter-in-law, Tamar. And Tamar, of course, understands and knows very, very well that this is her father-in-law, who she's born children to. And Yehuda is in a very difficult predicament because what did Yehuda say? Yehuda said, whoever my daughter-in-law had a relationship with her, she should be burnt at the stake. And of course, Tamar responds and says, whoever the chosmos and the psilim, whoever this collateral, this signets, and this staff belong to, that is the man that I had a relationship with. And Yehuda has now been cornered. Yehuda understands very well that it's him who had this relationship with his daughter-in-law, nobody else. And the fact that she should be burnt at the stake is as a result of him. And Yehuda needs to figure out a way to understand how to return and to receive the collateral back from this woman who he had a relationship with, who of course is his daughter-in-law Tamar. And what does Yehuda do? Yehuda sends all of the animals back to this woman by the name of Tamar with a person by the name of who? Re'ehu ha'adulami. His friend the Adulami. The very same word that we use in Parsha's bow, Re'ehu, is also used by none other than Yehuda. Yishlach osobia Re'ehu ha'adulami. His friend the Adulamite. Now let me ask you a question. Yehuda was incriminated. Yehuda understood that he committed a crime. He had an illicit relationship with his daughter-in-law. Why does he have to share this with his friend and send back all of the animals that he owes Tamar in order to receive his collateral back with Re'ehu Adulami, with his friend Adulamite? Let him send it Amazon or FedEx, overnighted postal service. Why is he sharing with his friend what he did? What are you doing? You're sharing this illicit relationship that you had with your friend? The answer is, you know what a friend is? A friend is somebody you could share the most embarrassing thing. A friend is somebody you could tell and admit that I did something wrong, I committed a crime, I acted inappropriately and with impropriety. That says, Reb Shimon Schwab, is the pshat in this pasuk, Ish me'es re'ehu, re'ehu ha'adulami. Take a look at Reb Schwab in Mayan Mesa Shweb, he quotes this pshat from a Rav by the name of Rabbi Forshammer, a German Rav, who says that this is the pshat in the pasuk Ishalach oso biyad ish re'ehu ha'adulami. Because when I do something wrong, when I don't act appropriately, I need to have a friend. And a friend is not somebody I just talk to and I schmooze with and we have a coffee together and I joke with. But a real friend is somebody that I can have an open and honest conversation with and tell and share that I did something wrong. How do I deal with it? How do I address it? And that's what Yehuda had in the Adulamite. He had this friend. And I think that's why the word Ra and Re'ehu work together. Because a good friend on a certain level is also an enemy. Because he's somebody that could put me down. A friend is somebody who could talk to me and share with me and tell me something that I may not want to hear, just like an enemy does. And therefore, that's what Re'ehu in this pasuk means as well. And that's why you see B'nivi'ai al tareyu, Re'acha ve'hafta l're'acha kamocha, Re'im ahuvim. That a friend and a neighbor and a spouse is also called Re'im Ahuvim because a spouse is able to share and explain, this is not the way to act, this is not the way to behave. But it has to be Re'im and Ahuvim. You have to have both halves of the same coin. And that's what we see in this word Re'acha and Re'ehu. And that's the pshat in this pasuk, that it's possible, it's feasible for the Jews and for the Mitzrim to be friends. Because friends can also be enemies and enemies can also be friends. In every good friend, there's an element of an enemy. And in every enemy, there's the ability to make a friend. And therefore, that's why the pasuk can refer to the Torah, can refer to the Mitzrim as our friends. Not like the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon understands that it's impossible, it's not feasible to understand the pashut pshat in this pasuk as the Mitzrim. It's not feasible. It's Shechinim. It's not Re'ehu. We can't be friends. But like the Chizkuni, Rabbeinu Bechai, and the Netziv, they all understand it has to be that this pasuk is referring to the Mitzrim, and they have to be our friends, as the Targum Yonasan and as Unkelus describe. And this is the way we can understand the friendship of the Mitzrim and the Yisraelim, because we turned our enemies into friends, and our job also in life is to make sure that in our friendships, we also have the ability to have somewhat of that enemy in the relationship as well. That a good friend can also on some level be a quote-unquote enemy. That that friend can also share something that's not so positive, not so easy, not so comforting. But that's the pshat in the pasuk v'shal ish meis re'esho v'isha meis re'usa klei kesef v'chlei zahav. Hopefully we each have these friends in our lives, people who are able to tell us, share with us, that we could tell them what to do, how to do, and also, and globally, being able to turn those enemies that we may have into friends as well. As is Hashem, wishing everybody a wonderful, wonderful week.